Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Good evening, Retta Mark. One second. I'm going to play this song while we get started. Good evening, Retta Mark.
All right.
All right. While we give God the glory, praise, and honor tonight, certainly we do honor God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We honor the blood of Jesus. We thank and praise God for this evening as we come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. While I play this song, just listen while I get some things started here before we go into opening up. All right. I'm going to play this song. I have no rights to this song, but this is my season. Amen, and it's working. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you hear the song, Brother Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get all this paperwork out of the way here. 90 seconds? Come on. I just got started. What's going on with Block Talk? Make sure that Block Talk is on the right. Good evening, good evening, Brother Francis. Just bear
good
with
evening,
me one
good
second.
Evening.
I don't know why it's going.
Okay.
It's supposed to start at 9:30. It's also giving me 60 seconds, so we've got to move right along. Just bear with me one second.
Okay.
Right. Praise the Lord, our God. I want to give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not so strapped to a cell phone. I thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord, our God. As we come tonight, glory to God. As we come tonight, I want to say to you, each and every one of you, good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. This is Prophet Joan Messiah, Global Intercessory and PhD Ministry, your host, live on Blog Talk Radio, where prayer, the preached word, prophecy, healing, and deliverance takes place, with many testifying to the power of God through the operations of the fivefold ministry ascension gifts, reaching the lost for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Now the Bible says that in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, and he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Again, the Bible says that in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. So I want you to know tonight that this program is subject to change by the Holy Ghost. You ask that you follow the leading of the Spirit on this broadcast. We ask that you would mute your phones. If you have absolutely anything to do in the background, please mute your phones so that those that are going to listen live and those that are going to listen to the archives can have a very clear, concise broadcast so that they're able to listen. We strive for and to do things here with a spirit of excellence. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. Oh, Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah. So we come tonight, glory to God, once again on a Tuesday night. Glory to God. We come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We come to glorify and magnify the name of the Lord. To those of you out there in radio land, thank you. Thank you so very much for listening to this broadcast. Certainly we do appreciate you. We love you. With the love of Jesus, we thank you for your listenership. Certainly hope that this broadcast has been a big blessing and you have been edified. Glory to God. And most of all, that God is glorified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I would draw all men unto me. Glory to God. All men means all men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care whether you're Muslim, whether you're Hindu, whatever you are. Glory to God, Catholic, whatever. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. And he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I would draw all men unto me. Glory to God. We come tonight to bless him up. We come tonight, hallelujah, to open up our mouths and give God the praise. Give God all of the glory that he so rightly deserves. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, when you think of it, when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you, glory to God. You know, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Glory to God. Come on, we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Come on, we don't have to be in church to make a joyful noise. Wherever you are, you can give God the praise. Confuse the enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever the enemy taught to do, glory to God, you can confound and confuse the enemy. Hallelujah, when you make a noise for Jesus. Hallelujah. As soon as you go forth in your praises, hallelujah, come on, we can say hallelujah to Jesus tonight. Glory to God, that all the earth shall worship thee and sing unto thee, and they shall sing unto thy name. Oh, come on. He said, come see. Come and see the works of God. He's terrible in his doing toward the children of men. Glory to God. You know, as I think about it, glory to God, so many homes are being burnt. Hallelujah. So many people, hallelujah, that are wealthy. So many people, glory to God, are losing their homes through the fires in California. And the one thing you know, hallelujah, you know, fire hit anywhere. And fire, when it burns everything. Glory to God. You know that, and God is no respect of persons. And we didn't say that God did it. But I'm just saying, hallelujah, glory to God. Who would have thought, hallelujah, that stars have been losing their homes. Hallelujah, glory to God. But we thank and praise God anyhow. We see that some have donated money, and we pray that some more would donate, hallelujah, to help those that are standing, hallelujah, in need. Hallelujah. Some people, their homes are so expensive. Insurance alone, hallelujah, may not even be enough, hallelujah, Jesus, to rebuild what they have. Glory to God, but the earth, the God said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that dwell therein. He said the silver is mine, the gold is mine. And one thing we have to know, hallelujah, that everything, hallelujah, belongs to God. So come on and let everything that had breath praise you, the Lord, tonight. Because it could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been anybody. Glory to God. But we are yet, hallelujah, glory to God. We are yet thankful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So many have lost their lives. Hallelujah. Since we last spoke. So many went on home to be with the Lord since we last spoke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, in this day and in this hour, God is shaking everything. Hallelujah. He's shaking everything. The cannon will be shaken. Glory to God. There's no sense in shucking and jiving with the saints. Hallelujah. Jesus is soon to come. Yeah, Jesus is coming and he's coming again. Come on, get right, get ready, and be prepared. He don't mind whether you're ready or you ain't ready. Glory to God. We can't be, hallelujah, like the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, but 5 were foolish. Come on, don't let's be foolish. Hallelujah. Let's get our oil in our lamp. Let's get our own anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's be ready, not get ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and give God thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he's good. And his mercy endures forever. Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Glory to God. I just love, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know what the Bible says, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his mercy toward the children of men. Hallelujah. Come on and let's give God thanks tonight. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Come on, I don't hear you tonight. But those of you out there in Radio Land, I greet all of you in the wonderful, matchless, awesome, and majestic name of Jesus the Christ. I see that Ireland, hallelujah, is still listening. Glory to God. Germany went up, and they're still listening. Hallelujah. Uganda is still listening. Glory to God. Barbados, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sweden, hallelujah, they're listening on Spotify. Glory to God. And Spreaker.com. Thank God for those in Canada, those that are listening in Alberta, Mississauga, hallelujah, in the Toronto area. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Ottawa. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. Thank you. Glory to God, those that are listening all the way from Beijing, China, those that are listening from France, those that are listening all the way from Australia, thank you for your listenership. Those that are listening all the way in London, England, and those that are listening in Manchester, thank you, Manchester Radio.co technicians, thank you so much. Glory to God. Hallelujah, what a wonderful job you do. Glory to God. We bless God for each and every one of you. Glory to God. Those in Poland, hallelujah. Fast cast for you technicians, thank you. Thank you for the work that you do as well. Hallelujah. Holding up a lot of stations all over the world. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Radio.net. Thank you, Nobex Radio. Thank you. Glory to God. All of you, hallelujah. iHeart Radio, thank you so much. Hallelujah for putting our broadcast into your stations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we just give God the glory and God the praise for TuneIn Radio as well that carries our broadcast. So we just thank God for each and every one of those technicians out there. Hallelujah. Primecast. Hallelujah. They are located in New York. And we just thank God for the technicians there. We thank God for Block Talk Radio technicians as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, they're up and down sometimes, but I tell you, they do, hallelujah, do a pretty good job, hallelujah, of making it so easy to broadcast. Hallelujah. We thank God for Mandolin and Amy and all of those that are working at Block Talk Radio. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Alan Levy, thank you. Thank you for making broadcasting so easy for a person like me. Hallelujah, who absolutely had no broadcasting experience. Hallelujah, it was just a dream many years ago, but here I am. Glory to God, and Block Talk Radio made that so possible for me. Glory to God. I just thank God, hallelujah, because the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. Oh, the world is established that it cannot be removed. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and let's give God thanks tonight. Come on and open up your mouth, Brother Mark, and give God the glory and give him all of the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Brother Francis, for calling in. Thank you. Glory to
all
God.
Right.
Are you still there? Hallelujah. I don't hear you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, 248-325. Are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm just listening in tonight.
Oh, okay. And your first name and where you're calling from?
Michigan. My name is Jackie.
Ah, Prophet Jackie. Oh, come on. You just listening in. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for coming on. I tried to get in touch with you. Glory to God. But thank you for coming on tonight. Glory to God. Come on. Brother Francis from London, thank you. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Okay.
And Brother Mark. I don't know where Mother Yula is, but Sister Jackie, could I get you to do a scripture reading for me tonight? You know your Bible?
I can grab it. I'm not near it. I was just listening, trying to soak me some in tonight.
Okay. All right. Tell you what, I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm just going to do the scripture reading tonight. Brother Mark, you will do the opening prayer as soon as I'm done, and then we'll move right into the message tonight. I want to talk briefly on the kingdom of God and talk about the shaking that's going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can see things being shook up everywhere. Glory to God.
Yeah,
come on. Are you ready for the shaking? Hallelujah. Pardon?
I said a prophet is talking about that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. There's a shaking. Definitely, there has been a shaking going on, but now there's a rumbling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. I'll do the scripture reading tonight. And Brother Mark, you would do the opening prayer first. So go right ahead and open us up quickly in prayer. And then we'll take
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come thank you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, just for allowing us to assemble here to hear one more time on Block Talk Radio, God. I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for being such a good God, Lord, and just ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen us, Lord, forgive us for anything that we've done wrong, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, to renew a right spirit in us and a right mind and everything, God. We just thank you and praise you, Lord. Just ask you, Lord, to continue to be with us, continue to strengthen our churches, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we just thank and praise you, Lord, and just ask you, Lord, to continue to guide us with the Holy Spirit, Lord. And just ask you, Lord, to send your Holy Spirit to help the Providence Messiah teach us what we're going to be taught tonight, God. So I just thank and praise you, Lord, for being such a good God, Lord. And I just thank and praise you, Lord, for being with us in these times, Lord, because there's a lot going on, God. So I just thank and praise you, Lord. Just ask you, Lord, to continue to give us the strength we stand in need of, God. And just ask you, Lord, to continue to help us to get a, open up our heart and mind that we can understand what Providence Messiah is going to share with us for tonight, God. So I just thank and praise you, Lord, for being such a good God, Lord. And I just say hallelujah to your name, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, God. So I just thank and praise you, Lord. Just ask you, Lord, to be with us as we get ready to go into your word tonight, God. So we just thank and praise you, Lord. And just thank you for all of what you're doing for us, God. I just say hallelujah, Lord, for your word, for the word by itself, God. Because our thing for my weekend was talking about being authentic, real men of God, being authentic and being yourself. So I just ask you, Lord, to continue to help us to be what you have us to be so we can be ourselves, Lord, and do what you have called us to do, God. So I just thank and praise you, Lord, for being such a good God, Lord. And I just ask you, Lord, to be with us tonight as Providence Messiah get ready to go forth into the word, Lord. And I just thank and praise you, Lord, just ask you, Lord, to continue to bless Block Talk Radio, Lord, all of the technicians and everybody that's involved, God. And just ask you, Lord, to continue to help us to be what you have us to be. And just give us the strength to see we stand in need of, God. Thank you. And I just praise you. Praise your holy name and say thank you, Jesus. And I ask these things in the strong and mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I just say amen in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Lord God. We thank and praise God for the opening prayer done by our brother Mark tonight. We bless God, hallelujah, for all that is said and done on the broadcast thus far. We thank God for each and every one of you that are on here. We ask that you would be patient and praise the Lord our God. And just in case I'm sort of sounding like it's slowing down or it's sounding like you can't hear me, just be patient and hang on, all right? Praise the Lord our God. Well, tonight I'm going to do the scripture reading, and the scripture reading will be coming from the actual text tonight, which will be Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. That's the scripture we're going to start out with tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the scripture reading, the word of the Lord reads on this wise: For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Verse 7, And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. I like verse 8 because it says, The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tonight I just wanted to read those three verses. That's in the scripture reading for tonight. Glory to God. And we're going to kick off on, glory to God, on our message tonight. I don't know if this will become a series, but we will work our way through, amen, this lesson tonight. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I certainly do thank you for being who you are. I thank you, Lord God, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. So I come humbly tonight, Father, to bring your word. I ask that you help me to decrease. Hallelujah, that you would increase in me strongly tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that your word will never go out void, and it would always go out and accomplish that which you sent it out to do. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you for being that light in the world. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you have made us salt and light. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you cover me with your precious blood. Take me through and see me through in this lesson tonight. Open up your word to your people. You are the preacher. You are the teacher, Holy Ghost. And we thank you tonight. It is in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again. Glory to God. All right. As we started out, we're going to talk about God and country and everything that can be shaken. In this lesson, we're going to learn tonight, hallelujah, that we see this going on all over the world. As the scripture reading says in verse 7, it says that I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory. God is omnipotent. God, hallelujah, is sovereign, which means he can do what he wants to, when he wants to, and how. We see the time that we're living in, that many believe that they have it all together, when in fact they really don't. Even in nations, we find many corrupt regimes, we find corrupt elections, we find a lot of things that are going on even in our present day in this nation. Hallelujah. And so we realize that if man doesn't come to the realization that they are not their own, hallelujah, they will falter. They will not only falter, but they will lose out with God. You know, we have to come to the realization that he made us, and it is not we ourselves. It is in him that we live and move and have our being. I don't care what anybody says. Listen, if God, hallelujah, don't wake us up in the morning, we can't be woke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he don't touch us with his finger of mercy, we cannot be woke. Glory to God. So many have left, hallelujah, this morning. So many has left even while we were speaking. Glory to God. Can a man say to God, no, not yet. Hallelujah. Can a man say to God, listen, God said, I sent my angel for you. I come for you tonight. I'm taking your bread tonight. What can you do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Glory to God. That's why it behooves us to be ready. It behooves us to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. So in this nation, we see a shaking. We see things are being shaken right before our very eyes. We see during the period of the election, we see that there's such a shakeup. We see shakeup in the White House. We see a shakeup going on in the lives, hallelujah, of the big officials and what we term as, you know, big officials, hallelujah. And so we have to come to the realization that it is God. It cannot be, hallelujah, anyone else. God is in control. He is creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He made all things. Without him was not anything made. Glory to God. In the beginning was the Word, John 1:1. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. Hallelujah. And the Word was God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And it is he, hallelujah, who had made all things. Without him was nothing made. So we have to consider God himself says, I created good and I created evil. For what? For my purpose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we well established tonight. We already established, hallelujah, that he is the one who is doing the shaking. Hallelujah. He says the silver is mine and the gold is mine, which means the money, the everything, the banks, everything really belong to him. Hallelujah. He gave man the ability to think. He gave man the ability to construct things. He gave man the ability, hallelujah, to make money. He gave them that ability. They didn't just come up with stuff like that. No, they didn't just come up with things like that for themselves. Hallelujah. It had to have been, glory to God, a higher power. It has to have been God who has given them their abilities. Of course, you know, whenever man gets to that place and that state where they feel, hallelujah, like Nebuchadnezzar, they get that I problem, you know, mm-hmm. I this and I that, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Ghost. And everything is I did this and I did that. Well, Nebuchadnezzar got to that point where he felt he did everything. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's why he had that dream, glory to God, hallelujah. But, you know, in this day and age, hallelujah, where the Bible speaks of in the book of Revelation, chapter 11 and verse 15, hallelujah, tells us, glory to God, that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign and rule forever. Hallelujah, he shall reign and rule forever. Glory to God. And it starts out by saying, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign and he shall reign forever and ever. Glory to God. He shall reign forever and ever. You try telling that to governments. You try telling that, amen, to Illuminati. You try telling that, amen, to secret societies. You try telling that to them because they feel that they can reign and rule forever. They have the upper hand. Nothing can go wrong. They can make money, print money, do whatever. But look, it's coming a time when you won't be able, hallelujah, to spend money. Now, what would you do? And where would you be? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So tonight, I want to bring out this point tonight that we are in a shaking moment. We're in a time where God himself is doing the shaking. It is known that in this year, we are in the year of Ayin Tet. Ayin Tet, hallelujah, means, you know, Tet by itself is the number 9. And 9 representing God's finality. It is God's final, divine finality. So everything comes to an end. Everything comes to an end abruptly. Everything that we think we did or think we could do or feel we want to do and think that we can continue to do, it ends abruptly. Some people have been going to be able to do certain things that have been doing things for this way for so long. Hallelujah. They done got used to doing things this way for so long. Hallelujah, Jesus, that it seemed like something is stopping them from doing what they used to do. They don't really realize that God is in the midst. Hallelujah. And Tet, the word Tet, when you look at the Jewish, the Hebrew alphabet, and you look at the symbol, hallelujah, because God speaks with symbolisms. And when you look at it, it looks like on one side it looks like a hammer, and on the other side it looks like a snake. So there are two things that are happening, hallelujah, glory to God. It is good and evil, hallelujah, and that's what you're seeing in this time. You're seeing good and you're seeing evil. You're seeing the things that people meant for your bad, it's turning around for your good. This year, you're going to see the snake, Hallelujah. It's not going to be hidden anymore. You're going to see that demon. It is not going to be hidden from your eyes anymore. God is opening up the eyes of the blind. He's opening up the eyes of people. Hallelujah. He's even opening up the eyes in the nation. Hallelujah. That has been hidden and doing things behind the scenes for so long. Nobody, hallelujah, has the tenacity to boldly even ask, hallelujah, what is this and what is taking place? No, you couldn't ask. But now you have a voice, you can ask. Hallelujah. There are things that are going on behind the scenes that they think nobody knows. But I remember that there was a prophet, hallelujah, in the Bible who knew the secrets of the king. Hallelujah, Jesus. How did the prophet get to know what was going on in the house? So many times we're hearing the word betrayal coming from the White House. We're hearing, oh, you know, this one is betraying this one and this one is betraying that one. There's lots of betrayal. And yes, there is. Yes, there is. However, it is not necessarily that one person is bringing the news out of the camp. Hallelujah. But there are prophets who hear the secrets of the king. Glory to God. You see, nothing is hidden from God. Hallelujah. You know, he said, you know, he that formed the ear, shall he not hear? Hallelujah. And he that formed the eye, shall he not see? So since the sons of God are called into restoration of all things, remember that in this year, hallelujah, Israel experienced restoration after 70 years. 70 representing restoration. All things are to be restored. They're even going to restore the temple. They're going to restore the garments that the priests wore. And even at the Feast of Tabernacles, you see certain things were being restored. Glory to God. God is a God of restoration. And I'm saying to you tonight that if there's anything that you may be going through, anything in your family that you might be going through, hallelujah, Jesus, things will be restored. Hallelujah. All you need to do is go to God. All we need to do, hallelujah, is give God the praise. All we need to do is to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Am I making sense tonight? Is this coming across clearly tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus.
Fine.
The kingdom of God, hallelujah, is not what most people think. The kingdom of God is not big buildings that are being built. The kingdom of God is not showing how much you have and how much this one have. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's not, you know, who got the biggest Ephesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible said that the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we are so deceived into thinking that because we have a big building, we are doing kingdom business. No, that is not doing kingdom business. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So since the restoration of all things, hallelujah, they must avoid the chains of deception. So much deception in the churches today. So much deception in the nations today. So many deceptions coming from the regimes today. So many deception is coming from man, hallelujah, by the one who had deceived this world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there's so much in deception that it's so easy to be distracting. It is distracting to them from advancing the kingdom of God. In the book of Acts, hallelujah, the book of Acts chapter 3. Let's go there quickly. Glory to God. And verse 21 declares, hallelujah, glory to God. And it says here, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. By the mouth of his holy prophets. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one wants to go into the word of God anymore. Everybody got their own thing going on. Everybody got their own prophetic word. Everybody's prophesying out of their own spirit. Hallelujah. Well, when does God say something? Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is believable of what is not? So there's a lot of deception. There's a lot of deception out there.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
People cannot see the deception. Hallelujah. Because they're caught up in the little itchy ear messages. No one wants to sit down anymore and comb through the word of God. Hallelujah. The Bereans sat every day in the temple, and they went through the word of God to see if this thing is of a truth. And the Bible declares that he added to the church daily. Hallelujah. I believe that the church needs to get back to being like the Bereans. Hallelujah. We're to sit down and sort out the word and sit down and go through the word of God. Hallelujah. Instead of so many, I've never seen so many prophets in all my life coming forth, and everybody got a word. And you know, but Jeremiah says, you know, listen, they have not even stood in my counsel. Hallelujah.
Right.
They have not stood in the counsel of the Lord. Anything that I receive from the Lord, let me tell you, it is through prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't sit down and look at no crystal ball. I don't sit down and just, I hear the Lord say, look, I'm not doing none of that. Glory to God. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 23. Hallelujah. And it says here, I have in verse 14. In verse 14, I'm going to go from verse 11. And it says, hallelujah, let's go to 9. And it says, my heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and I am like a man whom wine had overcome. Have you ever found yourself to the point where you prophesy to the point where you feel like you're drunk? Hallelujah. When the old spirit of the Lord overcome you like that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't even see that in the house of God anymore. Hallelujah, Jesus. People stand up on their feet. They ain't shaking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then they say they got some power. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, but I am like a drunken man and like a man who wine had overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. He said, for the land is filled with full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. He said, for both prophet and priest are profane. And that's what we're finding in the house of God today. Profane. Not meaning words of profanity, but it is just wicked. Hallelujah. And then he says, glory to God. He said, both prophet and priest are profane. Yeah, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith the Lord. He said, wherefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. He said, they shall be driven on and shall fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. I want to tell you tonight that God is going to visit many prophets in the land. Many, hallelujah, because they've been prophesying a lie. Glory to God. Instead of building up the kingdom of God, instead of exhorting, instead of encouraging, hallelujah, glory to God. Instead of speaking truth to power, glory to God. Hallelujah. They are speaking lies. Glory to God. But God says, you know, I'm concerned. Hallelujah. So a lot of things that we're hearing in the news, a lot of things that we're hearing by these prophets, many of them that are coming out and saying what God says, and half the time God hadn't even spoken to them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, you know, glory to God. He said, for they have dreamed a dream, but he said, you know what, I am going to, he said, in verse 14, I want to go back to 14, because some of them, in verse 13, he said, and I've seen their folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal. How many do you hear prophesying from Africa all the way back? They're prophesying, but don't realize they're prophesying by Baal. Don't realize they're prophesying by Baphomet. Don't realize that they're sitting there talking about, I see your mama, I see your daddy, I see your license plate, I see your date of birth, I see your bank account. Foolishness, glory to God, foolishness, glory to God, that's going on today. Hallelujah. That's why countries are in the state that we're in. Why? Because prophets were always used, hallelujah, to go to leaders. Prophets were always used, hallelujah. I don't even know where I'm going with this tonight, but I'm going with it, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, we're always used. Kings would come to prophets and ask, hallelujah, for a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. But no, not so these days. Hallelujah. Some of them are finding themselves sitting with the president. Hallelujah. Asking for a handout. Asking for this. I ain't asking for nothing. I'm telling you, change your ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm saying if you don't repent, hallelujah, leader of this nation, Donald Trump, hallelujah, if you don't repent, if you don't come to grips, hallelujah, with what God is doing in this hour, hallelujah, glory to God, if you don't stop the lies, hallelujah, glory to God, God will have you like Nebuchadnezzar. Glory to God. I don't know what they're talking about, whether he's Cyrus or who, he ain't no Cyrus to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There ain't going to be no Cyrus to go out there to that line to the people every day. Glory to God. There are votes to be counted. Hallelujah. Going out there to Florida talking about don't count the votes anymore. Hallelujah. Come on. And then you got prophets up, but they put, God put Donald Trump in there. God put him in there. What do you put him in there for? No, you put him in there. You put him in there. And talking about God, put him in there. Listen, I don't know where I'm going with this tonight, but I'm going with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. But you see, there's no more fear of God. Hallelujah. No more fear. Hallelujah. God said he had not even spoken to them. It is becoming so ridiculous. Hallelujah. That even, glory to God, they're saying things like, martial arts is going to be good under this administration. How can you say something like that? How can you say such a wicked thing? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say what God's word is saying. Here's what God's word is saying. He said, therefore, in verse 15, he said, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets. Behold, means look, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. Hallelujah. He'll make them drink bitter water. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into the land. They prophesy. Hallelujah. He said, thus saith the Lord of hosts in verse 16, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They say, they make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. How can you tell a people who are in sin, God's going to bless you, God's going to do this for you, God says, no, you are strengthening according to the word of the Lord in the book of Jeremiah. He says, you strengthen the hands of sinners. Cannot strengthen the hand of sinners. You cannot strengthen the hand of a man who groped women and tell lies. And lies, hallelujah, are abominable to God. Lies, he said, there are six things I hate, and that's one of them. Hallelujah. Hates it. I tell you, I'm going by way of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'll let God speak to me tonight. But repentance needs to take place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Repentance needs to take place in this nation. And so many, you know why I went this route tonight? I was listening to Andrew Gillum. And he was speaking at one of the churches I was a part of, and in Orlando there, and I'm telling you, it touched me tonight because, you know, years ago the dogs were sent onto people who were going out to vote. These people have gone through a tremendous time in getting out to vote, and even up until now, their votes are not even appreciated. It's not even counted. Somebody's got to say something. Hallelujah. But he spoke to his heart tonight. As I was listening to him over at Pastor Gray's church tonight, Terry Gray in Orlando, another AME pastor, Alpha pastor. And as I listened to Andrew Gillum, what I'm hearing is the sincerity of someone who put themselves on the line to be able to help others, and yet were treated like that. In other words, your vote don't matter. Well, what did they do with all those votes that weren't counted? Where are they? Are they in the Swanee River somewhere? Where are they? That's what prophets do. They speak truth to power. Hallelujah. What happened to the one in Georgia? Stacey Abrams. You know? God and country. God, America need to bless God. Not ask God to bless America. But they need to bless God. Thanksgiving is coming up, and everybody's going to have a turkey on the table. But they really and truly, do they really understand the history behind Thanksgiving? The history behind that day that was set aside. That day was set aside for those who wanted to find a place, those who wanted to come to a place where they are able to worship God in spirit and in
truth.
It's not about a turkey, and it's not about one day giving thanks. But they thanked God for getting off that ship and to be able to come to shores that they are able to worship and praise the Lord our God. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, hallelujah, I'm giving you scripture while I'm talking to you. You see? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not just doing this just to be doing this. Hallelujah. I hate for people to preach the word of God and give no scriptures. Hey, you got so much of that going on today. Hallelujah. Let's have God's word. Hallelujah. God's word is our guide, and it will always be our guide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 2, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God. And he says what? Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's so many believers in this nation, and I find it difficult that they would be sitting on their do-nothing and not coming out and speaking out and saying what this word says. Election after election after election. Well, how long are they going to be duped? How long are they going to be bamboozled by this man? How long? How long do you think that the people in Michigan should sit there and experience problems without having proper representatives to go to Congress or the Senate or House for them? Everybody's lining their pockets. Nobody cares. But Jesus is coming. And we have to wait till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. We can do something. You see, the Bible states that in the book of Psalm 133, glory to God, I have to go there. I have to go there. Hallelujah. I have to go there because God is looking for his people to unite. You
That's
see, where two or three are gathered in his name, he said there he would be in the midst. So can you imagine if a million strong, 2-3 million strong Christians get out there, hallelujah, we didn't say march, we said fast and pray and turn this whole thing upside down. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, the psalmist wrote, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon Aaron's beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. And it says here, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. So what is wrong, hallelujah, with us coming together, hallelujah, in sincerity of heart, of one heart, of one mind? On the day of Pentecost, they were what? With one accord, with one mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what happened? Hallelujah. They all receive the promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you imagine if we all got together and said we won't take this anymore? Hallelujah. Can you imagine what would happen? Hallelujah. You know, we would have to be out there. Where are the apostles who claim to have so much power? Who should be powerful in God, in God's kingdom, that are able to pull down the strongholds? Why is it the nation is the way it is? Why is it it's in the state that it's in? Why is it, hallelujah, that elections can't go right in a nation that is so far advanced? You're not talking about Guyana. You're not talking about Africa, Jamaica, those smaller islands where they have corrupt elections, where it's easier to do. This is a big nation. This, you have machines that count votes that are supposed to be working. And you still have problems. So can you imagine? Glory to God. Restoring all things and advancing the kingdom of God is what we need to do, is to advance the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But you see, while they're promising you liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. You see, now Trump make a lot of statements. A lot of these presidents, they go and they make a lot of statements of what they can do for you. All of your representatives, they come and they say what they can do for you. But then eventually, they do nothing, absolutely nothing. You have taken this for so many years. You have taken this, you have been bamboozled for so many years, and yet and still would sit and take it 4 years after 4 years after 4 years. There's something wrong. There's something very wrong with that notion. Hallelujah. The scripture is clear regarding the kingdoms of this world. Hallelujah. It's in the seventh angel sounding that there were great voices in heaven, according to Revelation 11 and 15. And I read that for you earlier. The kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. So God is taking over. Hallelujah. And we need to be ready. You know, he said to occupy till he come, which means we need to occupy and influence. How do we do that?
Yeah.
How do we do that? We have to come up with a solution. We have to fast and pray. We have to work together in unity. We have to work together as churches. You can't have this church, that church, Baptist, Methodist. Jesus didn't die for none of that. There's no Baptist and no Methodist and no AME and no all this other kind of stuff. It's one church. It's a holiness which without no man shall see God. Holiness. I didn't say holiness church where wear a long dress and act like you never press your hair, you never put a straightening comb and all this other kind of stuff. No, that's not holiness. Holiness which without no man shall see God. But we need to pray that first of all God will purify hearts. Hearts need to be purified. People need to come out of what they're in. They need to come out of Babylon. The Holy Ghost is, glory to God, is signifying that the sons of God need to come out of the entanglements of Babylon. Come out of worshiping Baal. Come out of that Leviathan state. Come out of that Jezebel state. There are a lot of churches being led by Jezebel spirits. And Jezebel don't care whether it's a man, a woman, the pastor, the bishop, the apostle. Don't care. It's a spirit that's working its way and has already worked its way into the churches. Bible said, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? A lot of the times we're in church, but we're fellowshipping with darkness. We're fellowshipping with the unrighteous. you look in the Jewish community, and you look in the congregation, you look in their synagogue, do you see anybody else there? But those who understand what they do, they don't mix. And we have a tendency, we go mixing with everybody. Mormon, we go mixing up with Jehovah's Witness. We just mixing up with everybody and call it ecumenical. Ecumenical foolishness. They say, what communion had light with darkness, and what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believed with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? You see, I told you from the time they set up that temple, that replica of the Temple of Baal in Washington, D.C., you have had nothing but bloodshed. You've had nothing but bad weather. And Christians sit around and say nothing. That's what you got. You know, Samuel, they didn't want God to rule them. They wanted a king. I'm sure if you ask people right now, do you want God to rule America or do you want a president? What would they say? Give us a president. We don't want God. We don't want God.
Mm.
Take what you get. Take what you get. The Christians, there are enough of you in this nation and all around the world that can ask. Ask God. Didn't the children of Israel cry out? And didn't God hear their cry and sent a deliverer? I believe God may have to do the same thing again. But this time, I think he's coming himself. Hallelujah. I'm going to end the lesson right now. It's about 10:38. Glory to God. It says, for ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Almighty God. And this Apostle Paul, he was writing to people that are already saved. And that's why this is the reason why the earth is still waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They have not separated, they have not yet separated themselves from the entanglements of this world, from the entanglements of all things Leviathan. The Leviathan spirit is a form of a creature. And if you go to the book of Job, Job chapter 42 tells you the story about the Leviathan spirit. Hallelujah. The Leviathan spirit, it said the scales of the Leviathan is so tight. It's a dragon in the sea. It's so tight. The scales are so tight that air cannot pass through. And that's what you have in the church. The Holy Spirit cannot get to breathe into people. His Ruach HaKodesh. Can't breathe into them, so he can't do nothing with them. So it's only one thing to go into the world, and that's preaching, teaching, providing salt and light. But it's another to embrace, build, and advance Leviathan's Antichrist culture and worldview. Satan's kingdom is falling apart, and Leviathan will fall. So the sons of God need to get out of the way. As already mentioned, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The Leviathan spirit, it opposes Christ. And so you know, hallelujah, when you get into a church, you know the kind of church that you're into. When you check to see, hallelujah, the people are not even being filled with the Spirit of God. You know already that the fighting spirit is operating there. Get out of it. Don't try to fix nothing. Get out. The sons of God cannot fix the opposition. Pharaoh tried to resist God. And he said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Who is the Lord? Can you imagine somebody asking a question like that? Moses did not try to fix reprobate Egypt. The day is coming when the serpent will be punished. His shaking has already begun. Judgment will follow. Judgment begins at the house of God. Hallelujah. But there's judgment in the land. And yet people cannot see that their ways, they're not mending up their ways. According to Isaiah chapter 27. Isaiah chapter 27. And verse 1, here we go. It says, in that day, the Lord, with his sore and great and strong word, and strong sword, shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon in the sea. That is in the sea. You know, half the time when we're praying, we don't even pray against the seas, the things that are under the seas, the things that are in the waters. You got spirits that are in waters in many nations. When you're praying, pray against those spirits that are in the waters, the Leviathan spirit. You got spirits that are marine spirits. Hallelujah. I had a friend every time she came by, glory to God, and she left. I will always see marine spirits. You see? That's because her husband's always going fishing. And so on. With the pastor. And every time she came to my home. Big crabs. Trying to come in my house. I went so far as to come in...